Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Spotsylvania Schools are focused this morning, and welcoming back, and it's always good to have them here. Superintendent Dr. Scott Baker is here. Dr. Baker, good to have you back this morning. Good morning.
Thank you, Ted. Good to be here.
And School Board Chairman Baron Braswell here this morning. Baron, always good to have you here.
Glad to be here.
I thought, Dr. Baker, when we set this up, I thought this is going to be one of those mornings when you're coming in and you're going to have to, you may again be in the studio and make a school decision call because it's snowing. You haven't had to do any of that this year. Well, very little. I mean, there've been a few cold mornings with some precipitation, but what a winter. This is the winter to be a superintendent in Virginia.
Well, it's been a little easier in terms of the morning calls, but I will say that when I go out and I see our staffs and our students, and I think that they're yearning for some snow pretty soon. You know, I think that so far the groundhogs prediction appears to be right, but you know, we still have several weeks before I think we're in the clear. But right now, these temperatures are warm, so it's been more like spring rain than winter snow.
Usually, by this time, part of the school board meetings are discussing how many days you've got left and how you're gonna work things around. You haven't had to do any of that this year.
Well, I think the good thing has been that it allows us to definitely keep some momentum and not have any disruptions in the instructional planning and delivery. I think you know that especially during a season like this where we have a lot of sickness, and you know, I think we'd like to see those temperatures a little bit colder.
Yeah,
it'd be a little less damp, just because you know, I think like everyone else, we're trying to keep people well and get through what is always one of the toughest parts of the school year.
When I know a few weeks ago I saw the list at one of the schools of just was told that it was three pages long of just sickness, and that comes with this time of year. But the flu, I know, has created some problems at schools here and elsewhere.
It has. I think, you know, our health services folks have done a great job of trying to stay on top of that, also trying to keep our buildings, you know, constantly cleaned, and it's a challenge. But so far, we're making it. We do have a student holiday coming up on Monday, so hopefully that 3-day weekend for students and families will be helpful too, especially if there's sickness. But you know, I think that the good news is, you know, there's also a lot going on in terms of activities and events. We celebrate African American History Month. In fact, there's an event this evening over at Cortland High School. So I think it does, again, allow us to keep our momentum. But yeah, I don't think anybody's going to be sad if a nice snowstorm,
no,
a nice calm snowstorm comes sometime before spring break.
I know many teachers, as all this rain, especially this week, has gone through, and keeps talking about, you know, if it were just a little bit colder, it'd be this much snow. The school board passed a budget the other night. We're going to talk about that as we go along this morning. But one of the big stories on Monday night, Baron, was the fact that it was announced that the voter of when the turf fields were approved by the voters a few years ago, this was one of the things you talked about, of having turf fields. You would be able to get in some state tournaments and some other things, and that has happened in a pretty big way for Cortland.
Not only in a pretty big way, it's very substantial at this point. See, back in 2014, some folks had, when they viewed fields, they looked at it only as an expenditure. I always looked at it as an investment. And the fact that we have on site now, that we're going to have three fields, we'll have the capacity to spur some economic development in our area by hosting and showcasing Spotsylvania County to the rest of the state. And that is going to be beneficial for those folks that are in the hotel business, because folks are going to have to spend the night. And it's going to be beneficial for those that have eateries, because folks need to eat. And it's going to be beneficial for people that have shops throughout Spotsylvania County because folks like to buy things. And we're excited that we can host that. And we're really thrilled that that Cortland High School thought that they wanted to showcase their field in particular to be the centerpiece for the Virginia High School League State Championship.
So this is field hockey will be coming in 16 teams.
16 teams.
Which is, that's, you've got teams, you've got family, you've got just fans of the schools coming in. This is I know knowing some people that are involved in field hockey, and there have been some very good, and Chancellor High School's won a number of field hockey championships.
And so has Cortland.
Too. Cortland has, JM has. Right. And one of the things that they always talk about is just the how tough it is to make the trek down to Virginia Beach for the finals. They're not going to have to do that now.
Yeah, isn't it wonderful that we can attract business away from Virginia Beach and hopefully even from Salem, Virginia, because they host quite a few activities because of their facilities, that we're able to compete now for economic development in this area. And we're juxtaposed in a great place, 50 miles between both Richmond and D.C. We're in a great spot, and we need to have the educational infrastructure to have that in place so that we can maximize it for our economic benefit.
You mentioned Salem the other night, and that immediately clicked with me because I've always wondered, because all of these, whether it's VHSL or even the NCAA has a lot of tournaments and uses facilities in Salem, and I've always wondered how has Salem done it, and that's why with having facilities. Forward thinking.
Absolutely. Forward thinking. In fact, the CIAA has their contract down there now to hold their championship there. And that's just a huge economic boon for them. And without the facilities, we can't compete. The thing that I find is so unique about us is that we decided through Boise State to have Cortland High School, the initial field, be blue. It didn't cost us one dime extra to do that.
Yeah.
And it's a novelty that is attractive. No one else east of the Mississippi is going to have a blue, high school is going to have a blue field. So that in itself is going to be an impetus to attract opportunities here for us.
I saw so many pictures this fall on Facebook of kids from all over. They might have been playing JV football, or they might have been just at an event at Cortland. The race that the Baron Breswell, the race against teen violence that you're involved with. So many people that day, I saw so many pictures of people having their picture taken on that field.
Absolutely.
And just you're right, the novelty alone.
Absolutely. And you know, it's an advantage that we have, and we need to maximize that. And we maximize it in other ways. Some other ways we maximize the use of the fields is that during the football season, when we had some really bad inclement weather, some of the other neighboring schools rescheduled their games on Cortland's field.
Mm-hmm.
So it did not disrupt their schedule. We've had the middle school championship game played on that field. A variety of other teams from outside of the area, as they were practicing for the state championship in field hockey, came to practice over there because they recognized that to compete at the state level, you have to play on a turf field. So in terms of convenience, that's a great benefit and that we have here in Spotsylvania County. But the thing that's so unique to me is that those fields are state-of-the-art.
Yeah.
They are they have a shock pad on it that is designed to reduce injury significantly. We don't use the rubber pellets. They use coconut husk, which keeps the field very cool in comparison to the ambient temperature outside. Their quality fields are state-of-the-art, and that's the reason why outsiders would like or are envying the position that we're in now.
And I know, Dr. Baker, one of the things that I've experienced of just parents at all of these schools, I know when as other schools are now starting to get fields, boy, the parents I talk to are just thrilled that, you know, that their school is now part of this.
Well, I think that's something that at least my experience has been going all the way back to when we were, you know, presenting the expenditures or the proposed expenditures for the bond. I remember many conversations at community forums back then that there was just and I understood, you know, this seems like a whole lot of money when we have very nice grass fields, you know, good Bermuda fields. But one of the things that I've witnessed as the board again was very deliberate and patient in terms of when to begin the process of approving and having these fields installed. And one, we were able to become aware of an upgraded product, such as what Mr. Braswell was describing. But the other thing that I think has been really beneficial is I've seen the students. I think people forget that in the end, the fields are for the students, the student athletes, both athletics and even groups like our marching bands. The usage, which is it's sometimes hard to calculate when people want to know what the savings are, but I think in terms of the investment that Mr. Braswell was talking about, you get so much more usage with these fields that many of the other sports can use them even during football season without having to have the manual relining or really the sorry you can't use it because we have a football game coming up. And so I think that has been beneficial. And just a few weeks ago, I had an opportunity to share with the parent advisory that represents all of our schools and school district, came to Cortland High School to see the new renovation. And then at the end, we went out and let them see the field. And I think it's different when they realize that this investment is something for the students and for the schools and for the athletes. And now that it is something that can also draw other folks into our fine community that we're very proud of, I think that's, another plus to it.
We need to take a quick break. We'll wrap up a couple more questions on this and move on and start talking about the budget. Superintendent Dr. Scott Baker here this morning from Spotsylvania, along with school board chairman Baron Braswell. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFE.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFEA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFEA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Spotsylvania Superintendent Dr. Scott Baker here this morning, along with School Board Chairman Baron Braswell, as we talk Spotsylvania schools. Before we move on from the big announcement about the fields and the couple-year contract that the VHSL has now with Cortland High School to bring the field hockey state championships, you mentioned it a couple minutes ago, Baron, just about what it means for just economically for Spotsylvania. There are going to be a lot of people coming, and again, to go back, this is exactly what you've been talking about over the years, that this would happen.
Absolutely, and I think from the mind of the taxpayer, if we can focus them on understanding that this is an investment, not an expenditure, that we are already gleaning some benefits from this. In conjunction to the fact that I think the fields are not only safer, but they improve our educational infrastructure, it's a win-win-win. And the fact that our county has been saying for years that they're trying to spur economic development, and the school division has laid in front of them on a platter an opportunity to do that, I think it should be applauded. Instead of criticized. And I know it's so much easier to tear things down. Some politicians find it sport to tear things down, but our job is to build Spotsylvania County up and to do it in a way that is beneficial for all of its citizens.
Now, in fact, that was discussed last night. The Board of Supervisors were talking about economic development, and I thought those fields, and when it's all done, and when all of these schools are going to have them, it's going to be, you know, Cortland's gone out and been able to do and has this, but there's nothing to say that a lot of these other fields won't be able to be used.
Well, you bring up another good point, too. We also talk about working together. Well, because we have the infrastructure in place, there's going to be opportunities when the schools, obviously the schools have scheduling priority, but there's going to be opportunities for the park and rec to use these fields. And it's going to be beneficial for both the county government and the school system because the playability of the fields are not going to be an issue. We had a torrential downpour before one of the playoff games, and they played. There was no problems. It didn't affect the game much at all. So that's the benefit.
Yeah, no, and for so long, when those kind of things happened, everyone was scrambling and using King George, and Stafford's got some fields too. Now that there are so many more options now.
Absolutely, and our fields, I think, are better. It has, like Dr. Baker mentioned, it's a significant upgrade compared to the rubber pellet fields that King George has.
So look forward to hearing more of just of how those fields are going to be used, and that's going to be exciting to see.
Absolutely,
Baron Breswell here, Dr. Baker here from Spotsylvania Schools. Well, I guess one of the things, you work all year long on this, Dr. Baker, but the school board approved a budget the other night, and now it goes to the Board of Supervisors. Just in a real, and we can get as specific as you want. But the budget that the board passed is what? It's a 4% pay raise for teachers, and there's some money there for bus drivers, and there's a 2% raise for administrators. Just in the real broad sense of this budget.
I think in the broad sense that there have been two really major priorities over the last several years, especially since the recession, and that. Those priorities have to do with compensation for our staff and also adding additional positions to support the needs of the students that we have today. And as we've talked about, our growth in terms of students is not just in the total number, which actually is beginning to go up just slightly, but it's been in the needs that we have among our student population. And so we really need to attract and retain the best quality staff that we can possibly have, especially amidst so many different shortages. The teachers are one. I think you've heard probably that we have shortages like many of our surrounding counties with bus drivers, substitute teachers. So I think that the compensation package proposal that the school board approved on Monday night, I think, puts us in a position to affirm the commitment that really has begun a few years ago following a pay study. And so that 4% pay increase is to be for all teachers and all support staff. So the only group that is not getting a minimum of a 4% pay increase would be our administrators, which it was approved for them to receive 2%. We also have a tiered increase in addition to that for our bus drivers that really begins at, I believe, year three. And as it goes up, they get, five, 5.5, 6, 6.5. It goes up through their years of service, again, to reward that loyalty and continued service in Spotsylvania. I think that the positions that we've requested that the board approved, 62 additional positions, are primarily in the areas of special education where we've had significant increases, particularly in our low incidence population, such as autism. We also have positions in to support social-emotional learning needs, which we're having more and more of those needs and challenges. And so having additional school counselors, additional social workers, and we also have an increasing population of English learners. So we have added those positions. We've also added or recommended, and hopefully the funding will come in so that we can fill all these positions, but we have two positions in the area of literacy to help us advance our literacy program K-12. So I think that these investments are really minimal needs that we have moving forward. As I've shared multiple times, we need increases a little over $4 million in additional revenue to fund the board's approved budget, but I don't lay that totally at the feet of our county government because I believe that the predominant and most profound expectations and requirements and mandates continue to come from the state. Mm-hmm. And yet this budget, of all the budgets that I have seen so far, my disappointment level is most significant at where our current state funding has landed us, because when you factor in a over 16% increase in Virginia retirement costs that we must absorb, our funding, at least locally from Spotsylvania's perspective, doesn't look that much different than it did last year from the state. And so there's nothing in there specifically for pay increases, and we're trying to do significant pay increases. And so I am hoping and working to see that both at the state level and the local level, we can receive additional funding, not just local.
And anybody, if you take a look at the way the Spotsylvania school system is set up, when you talk about the administrators, you have significantly less administrators than a lot of schools of Spotsylvania size.
Well, I think there it's twofold. I think that we can certainly show that in terms of the per student ratios, we're one of the leanest. I'm hearing that there's always counters to all of that. But even in terms of our pay, we do start well for our administrators. But as you've looked at some of our pay scales, as they go on, we don't really have our administrators making that much more in terms of what they're paid than a lot of surrounding divisions. But regardless, what I always find interesting, and I've now been an educator for 27 years, closer to 12, 13 years, 15 years as an administrator, I find that we expect the best. We really expect everything from our building and division leadership. But then we tend to think that we have too many of them or that they're paid too much. And I understand that. I understand it politically. But what I can speak to is the quality and the dedication and the amount of work that I expect and that is being delivered by our school principals, administrators, and my division team. They are on a 24/7 clock, and I appreciate and value their quality and level of commitment to this school division each and every day, and I'll continue to share that. I think they do a great job with a lot less support than they might find if they were in another school division.
We need to go take a quick break. We're going to come back and continue to talk about the budget in Spotsylvania with Dr. Baker and Baron Braswell. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking Spotsylvania schools this morning. Dr. Scott Baker is here, and Baron Braswell from the school board is here. One of the things that you were going to jump in just a second ago, Baron. I want to let you do that as we were just kind of talking about the overall budget and paying personnel.
Yeah, Ted, I appreciate that. I'd like for folks to realize that it's not just a dollar and cents matter. It's a supply and demand matter. And we have a limited number of resources, teachers, and we have to provide them an attractive wage or they'll go somewhere else. It's just the way things work. The job market is phenomenal right now. Folks are not having to line up to get a job in Spotsylvania County or any county, and they're going to sell their services to the highest bidder like anyone else would do. And we have to not only provide a compelling wage, but we have to also provide an environment in which they feel valued so that they decide to work in Spotsylvania County. It costs more money to recruit each year new employees than it does to retain them. It's a lot cheaper to retain than it is to recruit. And that's a fiscal fact. The situation that we find ourselves in every year is that the Board of Supervisors find that they have to make some very tough decisions, as it pertains to tax rates. But that's not our concern. Our concern is educating students. That's what we have been charged to do as a board. And I understand that they are trying to make sure that the monies can be justified. But at the same time, we're not responsible this year for a increase in taxes. That began in October, what I call the October surprise. Not that I have a issue with safety and firefighters receiving raises. They understood that they were losing a lot of firefighters and firemen, and policemen,
yep,
to other counties because we were training them and they were going somewhere else to work and it was costing us a lot of money, and they had to stop that. But that occurred from years of playing what I call tax cut limbo. Now the bar is so low that we can't generate the revenue that we need, that we're forced to raise the bar or else we're going to break our back. And that's where we're at right now.
And a number of people over the years have talked about that this day was coming.
Right. Yeah. And there's some people that tend to be very short-sighted, that their sense of planning is only in line with what is the next year's tax rate going to be, as opposed to, how are we going to determine what is a successful county to live in. It's a growing county. We see that we have housing divisions popping up everywhere and is making demands on our infrastructure. And if we don't provide the appropriate tax base to meet that growth, then we're going to fall short.
And kudos to the school board, because it's been pointed out here. I mean, the school board has had a plan, has had a plan in place for years. The Board of Supervisors hasn't.
That's in fact right. We've always had a strategic plan, and we have made some adjustments in terms of not only practical adjustments in terms of redistricting. We took on that tough fight, and it's been beneficial. But we see with the growth that's coming, we're going to have more infrastructure to meet the demands that are going to be placed on this county. And so now's the time to start thinking about that, as opposed to those that are only worried about tax rates each year.
And the other thing is, for those who will say the school board just wants a blank check, the school board is reckless, and all of these things, and you particularly got some heat when you wanted the employees, and you redid the health plan to save that saved the county money.
Ted, thank you for bringing that up. It drives me bananas when I hear people say that the school division does not use or maximize their dollars. We have made structural changes that are politically distasteful to some people when we start making changes in health insurance that employees absolutely loathed. But we did that, and it has garnished significant savings for us. Part of the carryover, which there's so much belly aching about, $2.5 million of that carryover is savings from health insurance, from the structural changes that we made in health insurance. $2.5 of the $3.4 million is savings. And now that we've generated savings, we want to take the opportunity to purchase and do some of the things that are going to be beneficial for the schools. And we have politicians trying to politicize the good use of money, calling it fluff.
Well, and when you talk about it'll be beneficial to the schools, it'll be ultimately beneficial to the county.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because these things are needed. We have, if we didn't have the money, we couldn't purchase them for them. You know, textbooks and things of that nature are important for the learning of our students. And I'm just talking about the health insurance, but we've done things like our ERIP program and a variety of other things where we've maximized our dollars so that we can benefit Spotsylvania County students. The nonsense that is being spewed as though we're somehow wasting money because we're responsible for a tax rate going up is foolish. The tax rate is going up because of what happened in October. And not because of the school division. I think from the county administrator's budget, it shows that the increase that the schools are asking for, the increase is not attributing to much in terms of a tax increase. The tax increase is actually coming from what those supervisors proposed in October, and now they have to pay for it. And now they have to, now that they have to pay for it, they don't like the idea that they have to actually vote to increase taxes. So they go back to their same old scapegoat, the school board.
The schools.
Dr. Baker, one of the things that that we hear over and over and over again, and I hear it I started hearing it again this week, and I thought, here we go. We're Stafford and Spotsylvania's budgets are compared, the school budget. And you always hear, well, Stafford is spending less. Stafford's budget is less, and, you know, that whole thing. I think it's important to realize that Stafford and Spotsylvania, your budgets are put together differently. And debt service is that number, I think, that's changing.
Yes, I think let me first start by saying that we only respond to those comparisons. We don't always make them. But I certainly think that from my perspective, Stafford's a fine school division, and like many of the folks that I work with, we're all trying to maximize dollars where we need more resources, and we are having increased needs, but we're not getting the level of funding to meet those demands. And I know that the same thing occurs with Stafford. But there are we've tried over the years, because some of it is, and I think recently folks will respond to how a budget is reflected in a summary in a news article. And I understand that's where a lot of folks get their information. But as we've gone through some pretty in-depth budget work sessions with the school board, and over the years, we've always tried to show that when we give a total budget number, we are in Spotsylvania a regional fiscal agent for several programs, including the Commonwealth Governor's School, mm-hmm. including the Rappahannock Juvenile Detention Center. So some of the funds that are attributed to our total budget are part of our being a pass-through account. We certainly have a portion of that, but we're actually, we're having those in our funds. It's not all money that's discretionary that can be used for anything other than what that fund is. And that we also do, I think, report food service a little bit differently. So I think that, coupled with we do report debt service as part of our per pupil expenditure. I don't know. I don't want to speak to something about Stafford that I don't know for certain, but I think that they may report that differently in terms of how their county works with them on debt service. And that's not wrong or right. It's just that I think that when people are trying to compare the bottom line expenditures, there are some things that need to be made aware. They need to be made aware of. The other thing that I think occurs is that when you look at just operational budgets and how money is being spent, which is what kind of brings up the issue, well, they are performing better in certain areas than we are. But I find, at least it's been my experience, that some of the same folks that would argue about test scores would then say, well, we shouldn't have certain programs, or we shouldn't spend more money in certain areas that we might want to, that Stafford is currently spending. And I think it's, they are a school division that has different resources in some areas than we do. But I think that we're doing, I think, pretty well, given the where we rank in total per pupil expenditure. Now, locally, they do a total expenditure, and in terms of that, we don't rank as low. I think that's absolutely accurate. But when you look at the total, and when you see our local composite index continuing to go up every biennium since I've been superintendent, I believe a school division like Stafford's might have actually gone down slightly. I know that the cities did. So what that signals is, from the state, this year it was to the tune of $1.2 million less that we received from the state. So automatically, what that LCI is supposed to do is to trigger, well, we need that additional mm-hmm. funding at the county or the local level. I understand people don't agree with it, but so far it is still the prevailing methodology that we have to work with. I think you also have to look at, this has been something that I've worked with our staff on for many years. We are one of the larger kind of geographical school divisions in terms of providing transportation for all of our students. And so when you're comparing costs and where we have to fund certain things, our transportation budget sometimes requires more than other school divisions, whereas we'd like all that money to go into instruction, but we have those demands that we have to meet in areas like transportation. So I think there's always some differences that we have to be clear about, but I think Stafford's a fine school division. I think we can learn from them, but I think there's some things that they can learn from us as well.
Yeah, I was going to say it goes back and forth, and I guess, Baron, I guess one of, and for both of you, one of the things that I think that would just has to just drive you crazy is the fact that, unfortunately, these numbers, you can't just like you said, Dr. Baker, these numbers are all wound up in different in they're distributed in different ways, and it's not you it's unfortunately, it doesn't always come up on a PowerPoint that you can go, here's A and here's B, and, you know, here's the problem. It's not that easy.
That's right, Ted. And one thing that Mr. Ross said last night that I agree with is that numbers can be twisted to discuss, to create any dialogue or discussion that you want to have. It. You want them to prove a certain thing, you can make them do that. But what's not being told in that in that story is that Ms. Gramp specifically covered that Stafford and Spotsylvania are different, and they're different in the way they report. And so to try to compare or to castigate, if you will, Spotsylvania County schools, or to imply that we're somehow not being honest, is not true. You have to measure apples for apples. And what Dr. Baker said just now about our transportation costs, which are significantly different than other counties, we have a lot of terrain to cover to pick up children and bring them to school. There's a cost that comes along with that. And so, of course, our numbers are going to be skewed compared to other divisions when you consider that. But, you know, to compare the cost per pupil and that Stafford does not include debt service and we do, that's a significant piece of data that needs to be communicated to the public, so we're not using statistics to twist the essence of the discussion.
And Ted, if I might, just I think our goal in Spotsylvania is, if you look at our plan, we want to be the best school division in the Commonwealth. And yep. In some areas, when you begin to distinguish yourself, and I'll give you a couple of examples. One is our special education program. And I think we have a very good special education program. But when you begin to be known for working well, not only with the students, but with the families, we know that some folks are coming here to settle because they have students with significant special needs. Well, when you begin to do comparisons between school divisions, there are certain spikes in different kinds of enrollment that you can't. So when folks are saying, well, why can't you put more money towards one thing? Well, it's because right now we have students who have needs that we need to better meet. And so we're having to consider that on an annual basis. And so I think when we're looking at another school division, they may have a similar cost per pupil, a lower one, a higher one, but they may have generally the same needs, but we may have some that are more acute or more elevated. And so we have to account for that in the budget.
Dr. Scott Baker here, Baron Braswell here. We're talking Spotsylvania schools. We'll wrap it up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Spotsylvania Schools, our focus this morning. Superintendent Dr. Scott Baker is here. Baron Braswell is the chairman of the school board. And he's here this morning. Before as we continue to just talk about the budget, we were just talking that the tax rate, $1.01 in Stafford, and you do get to the point where you all of a sudden when you have politicians who want to start comparing Spotsylvania in Stafford, it's like what you just mentioned, that you can make statistics work and you can pick a statistic out that you want to use.
Well, yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, I believe that the school board's responsibility is to focus on education and instruction for Spotsylvania County, and I believe that the Board of Supervisors have that awesome responsibility of dealing with the tax rate. But I think it's fair to communicate on a level playing field, not only the issue that we mentioned earlier before the break about comparison of schools' budgets and where ours covers the debt service and Stafford's doesn't. But let's talk about the tax rate. Ours is about 83 cents right now. Theirs is $1.01. Should we have, as those same people saying, that we should have $1.01 tax rate in Spotsylvania? I would say not, but we're doing very well with very little.
Yeah.
And we're at a point now where I said before that we've been playing tax cut limbo for so long that we're ready to break our backs if we don't generate more revenue. And the school division this time around is not the major impetus for raising this tax rate. It's what was happening in October when we did the increases for fire and safety. And I'm not against the raises that they receive, but don't use the good old school board as your scapegoat because we didn't do it.
Well, and the other thing is Spotsylvania is not the only one who has turf fields.
Right.
Mountain View, Stafford High School, and Brookpoint all have great turf fields and have used them.
It's served them very well.
The other thing, as we talk about that, and you and I haven't even talked about this, but I've always thought that having the turf fields, who knows, someday someone could get recruited. You're faster. You play better on a surface. You may be helping some students get college scholarships because they're using those fields.
Well, yeah, I think we're always going to have we have tremendous athletes in this area, but what is impressive for me more than anything is that fields are the safest fields that have ever been constructed. The shock pad reduces head injuries or concussions significantly based off of whiplash. Now, you know, a helmet-to-helmet contact is just that, helmet-to-helmet contact. We can't avoid that. But the whiplashing creates a lot of head injuries. And the fact that we're providing a safe field for students that will go on to be pro in something else in their life is more exciting to me than those that will make it to the NFL or the Major League Soccer or something like that.
After having played on the fields, I have heard some people in the city talking to me about what they'd like to do at Morey Stadium. So,
well, yeah, absolutely, and you know, I was watching some of the kids come and experience the field for the first time. Those James Monroe and others, and they were thrilled to death to be able to play on such a true surface, and it allowed them to maximize their unique skill set, and so I'm excited about that.
Ted, I just wanted to come back to one thing, and I just to reiterate, I know we talked about it at the beginning when we were talking about the budget, but I don't want to understate that. While I think as a school system, we don't always want to carry the negative burdens for the need to spend more in the county budget and the local level. But at the same time, I don't want the county, the local government, to be the scapegoat or to be get the blame for the fact that our state continues to not adequately fund school systems.
Yeah.
And so this year in particular, I think that the county administrator has at least begun the process of trying to meet those needs. We need $4 million at least more, a little over that. But it is my sincere belief that does not fall completely at their level. I am really concerned that we are at a point with the state where the level of funding does not match even close to the expectations, the rising expectations, complex and complex requirements and accreditation and accountability that we go through each and every year. If you want more from your public schools and you don't want to continue to lose people going into the education field, then it is time in our state to fund them. Yep. And that means that we need significantly more dollars to help us raise salaries for our teachers, our staff. We need significantly more dollars to resource the increased needs we're seeing in our county and across the Commonwealth.
And that goes for fire and rescue and for, I know, police officers too. The General Assembly does have a lot of say in this. Well, we are out of time, unfortunately. Let's do this again soon.
This was
terrific. Baron Breswell, Dr. Baker, thank you so much. And thank you for what you do. And good luck as we enter budget season.
Thank you.
That's it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.